This week in the Missouri Senate, we preview an upcoming new law and take a look at the just completed extra session.
First of all, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee for the record.
Senate Bill 1 from this year's regular legislative session was pre-filed back on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Local Government Elections and Pensions Committee on January 21st, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on February 4th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on February 6th, sent to the executive branch on April 23rd, and signed into law on May 13th. Senator Sandy Crawford of Buffalo is the sponsor. She says this measure has been successful before, only to be vetoed later. Senator Crawford tells the Missouri Senate Local Government Elections and Pensions Panel these concerns have been removed from her legislation.
If you'll remember, in 2023, the courts overturned a bill that included all this stuff in it and many other things. None of the things in this bill were problematic. So what we did is we kind of took that bill, split it into a couple of pieces. We didn't pull in every single piece that was kicked out by the courts, but we just picked out the things that I specifically had worked on myself. So this is the elected officials portion. So what you're going to see here is the elected officials piece or legislation that was contained in that bill.
Regular session Senate Bill 1 will take effect on August 28th.
As we had the conversations, I think there's so many different factors here right now.
At the same time, the extra session is over. The extraordinary session of the 103rd General Assembly began on June 2nd in the Missouri Senate and concluded this week in the Missouri House of Representatives. There were three pieces of legislation in play, Senate Bills 1, 3, and 4. These bills mirror the governor's call for this extra session to help with tornado recovery, reinstate some of the projects lost in a capital improvements measure, and offer incentives for the Kansas City Chiefs and Royals to stay in Missouri. Senator Maggie Nirenberg of Kansas City is among the senators who still wonders why this year's capital improvements legislation, House Bill 19, was taken off the table without warning.
In terms of 19, a lot of us in the General Assembly right now want to make sure that we get those projects funded. These are the projects that we are all here for. I think our minority leader spoke so well to that. We are here to serve the people. We are here to serve Missourians. When you look at House Bill 19, whether it's our 200-bed hospital behavioral health bed, so we don't have Missourians sitting in hospital emergency rooms or in county jail cells, that they can actually get the psychiatric help that they need, that's what we're here to do. So we are more than willing to have those conversations to make sure that we pass that funding bill.
On Wednesday morning, the Missouri House put its stamp of approval on the extra session legislation and sent these bills to the governor's desk for consideration.
Having no further business before the body, I move this.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation and extra session legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.